AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It's Wisconsin by a knockout in the Final Four. The Badgers have a shot at winning their first national title since 1941 by beating previously unbeaten Kentucky on Saturday night, 71-64. Kentucky coach John Calipari says it was a great ride to the Final Four.
What they did all year just took us all on a ride. Our staff, our school, our state took us on a ride. We all wanted to win those last two. These kids wanted to win it in the worst way. But you got to give Wisconsin credit. They did to us what we have done to teams.
Next up is the national championship game Monday night against Duke, who handily defeated Michigan State 81-61. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski says the Blue Devils came alive after a slow start.
Our guys knew how difficult a game it was going to be, and after the first 4 minutes, we found out it was going to be more difficult than we even thought. Our kids, for the next 36 minutes, played lights-out basketball.
Kenya's president is vowing to take harsh measures against Islamic militants behind the attack on a college campus that left 148 people dead on Thursday.
We are also in active pursuit of the mastermind of the attack and have placed a reward for the information leading to his capture.
In the meantime, the Somali-based Al-Shabaab extremist group is vowing to carry out more attacks in Kenya. Pope Francis presided over a solemn Easter vigil service Saturday night amid mounting Vatican concern for modern-day Christian martyrs. A reference to the 148 people slaughtered at a university in Kenya, many of whom were Christians. This is AP Radio News. Indiana has started a needle exchange program to counter the state's largest ever HIV outbreak.
The needle exchange program is in Scott County, where an HIV outbreak among intravenous drug users in the southeastern part of the state has grown to nearly 90 cases. The program was created through an emergency executive order signed by the governor. The 30-day order for Scott County only temporarily suspends Indiana's ban on such programs. The News and Tribune quotes the state health commissioner as saying, "If we don't pay close attention to what's going on here, we're going to be doomed to repeat it throughout all of Indiana and our country." I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Gay rights activists are calling on Indiana lawmakers to add protections for gays and lesbians to state civil rights laws. Organizers of a march Saturday in downtown Indianapolis say changes made this week to Indiana's new religious objections law are not enough to address concerns that the law would allow discrimination against gays and lesbians. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.